Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. The first question comes from Maria, who says, I have a black denim knee-length skirt from before I had a colour analysis I am intriguing, which is light and warm and soft, that I'd like to wear till I find a replacement. My questions are, do I wear black sandals with a skirt to make it relate to the skirt? Or would that only accentuate the unideal colour? Do I only focus on bringing some dark black elements into the upper body and a black necklace, for example? So what I would do with a black skirt, I would not wear black shoes. If it was black pants, black shoes are fine. But with black skirts, there's a lot of distance between your feet and the skirt. So I'd actually go for a shoe in your hair colour. So something relating to your hair colour. Then I would look at the skirt and I might wear a medium value colour rather than a really dark value colour. In your top. Now, if you have a pattern, this is where sometimes you might have a pattern which has a bit of depth in it. Could be a grey, or it could be, you know, like I'm in here, I've got this top which has got little bits of navy blue in it, and it's really great when I'm wearing a darker navy jean, because what it does is it's overall in my lighter value, but it relates then to the darker bottom. So it kind of brings some of those elements up. You could wear a black necklace. I don't think you really need a black necklace. The skirt is enough in itself. So I'd wear a hair colour shoe, your black skirt, some sort of medium value top rather than a really light value top. You could wear then you could actually put another step in and have a lighter topper or jacket. Or it could be a pattern that has a little bit of dark plus light in it that creates that, kind of brings that value up, and so doesn't seem so separate from you. That would be my suggestion, so I hope that helps. But yeah, so sometimes a pattern with something dark in it can be a really useful bridge between a colour that is too dark and your ideal value. Second question comes from Sophie, and she says, do you have some tips on how to dress while I'm trying to lose weight? I want to buy clothes that make me feel good at this weight, but I'm nervous that I'm wasting money. And I think it's really important to remember that as you are losing weight, you will need to buy some clothes for most of us, because, you know, otherwise everything's falling off you, and then you can get depressed and go back to eating too much. So I think fantastic job. So what I would suggest is that you find things with a bit of stretch in them. I have got a blog post about what to wear while losing weight, I'm pretty sure, and also got a whole book on it called Svelte in Style that I wrote with Jill Chivitz. But I would read, so some of the recommendations are things like looking for garments with stretch. So rather than woven fabrics, which just don't expand or contract, looking for garments with stretch. This is going to give you a bit more lifespan for those garments as you are losing weight. So garments with stretch are probably my number one thing. Also looking at very much only buying things that work in a capsule together. So using that capsule wardrobe concept is really useful. And this is where it's like a pregnancy wardrobe, where you only need the clothes for a period of time. So we want everything to work together for maximum value. So I would be looking at it, make sure you go for a capsule, and make sure you go for things that you actually really enjoy wearing whilst they are fitting you. There's a potential that some things can be taken in when you keep losing weight, and so it can last longer. So an alteration is also something you can do. But it's not a waste of money. So I mean, you don't want to go out and buy investment pieces, but there's, you know, plenty of places you can get decent quality. And of course, there's always things like thrift stores and secondhand, which are another great place to look whilst it's going to be an intermittent piece of clothing. It's only a short period of time you're going to have that piece of clothing. So that is another thing you can think about, is thrifting secondhand or just buying yourself a little capsule, and that is going to keep you going. But do look for clothes with stretch in them. Or do think about getting alterations to what you already have. But of course, there is a point where everything just gets too big and there's kind of no point. So it's just move those on. You could potentially actually, if you've got things that are decent quality from your larger size, do think about selling them on eBay, because there's actually quite a market for them on eBay. So this is something you can get that money and then invest it in your new wardrobe as well. So that is something to think about if your clothes are still in good condition, but they no longer fit you. The last question today comes from Amrita. And she says, I think one of my biggest challenges right now when it comes to my style is not knowing I should buy pricier clothing items or not. And look, this is one of those things. And this is where the more you know about your style, the more you can actually invest in clothes because you are really sure they are going to work in the long term. The less you know, the less I would spend any money. And this is where too, because you know, you're going to make so many more mistakes because you haven't got a handle on your style. This is why I think it's so important to get a style education. And because it's not taught to us in school, yet we have to get dressed every day. And so investing in your style education is actually so valuable. And I was, you know, reading about how, you know, the average woman spends between $150,000 and $200,000 over her lifetime on clothes. So, you know, why not actually make sure that what you're buying is working for you and you're not, you know, like wasting a whole lot of money because they're clothes you buy you don't wear. And I mean, they also say that about half of what we buy is not worn or rarely worn. So there's an awful lot of wastage. And so much of this comes from lack of knowledge, lack of understanding your style recipe, your style personality, what suits your body today, what your colouring is, what makes you look good. And of course, too, that when you've got things like your colouring in your body and your style recipe, you'll find that when you buy new pieces, they will work together so much more easily versus when you haven't got that knowledge, it's so much harder. So I would recommend that if you're, you know, if you haven't got a style education, don't buy expensive. In fact, I'd say invest the money in a style education because then you will be able to make considered and thoughtful, conscious choices and you can spend more, you can get more investment pieces should you wish to, because you know that these are the pieces that are going to be really valuable in your wardrobe. Knowing what you've got and what you need is also really important, rather than just kind of buying things randomly or because somebody else said that this is what you must have. That's one of the other things. There are so many lists out there where people will tell you, you must have this, you must have an investment, you know, like a high quality dress pant, or you must have this, or you must have that. And I'm like, I've spent a decade of not wearing dress pants. So why would I want to spend a whole lot of money on a pair of pants that I never wear just because other people wear them or it was on somebody's list? So I think that's always really important, is knowing what you like, looking through your wardrobe. I've got lots of activities in my programs about how to identify what your style is and what works for you, what you enjoy wearing, all those sorts of things. So I'd say get yourself a style education, invest in that, and then you can go shopping consciously. You're not going to create more waste. And you've got to build yourself a wardrobe, and it will happen over time, full of things that you love and make you feel great every day. So of course, my 7 steps of style is a great, it's the foundations of your style. It's going to give you all the really important information you need to create your style. So if you haven't done that, I would recommend doing that because it's going to give you that information, that such vital information that you were never taught at school about how to define and refine your style, what actually works for you physically as well as mentally as well. So thank you so much for watching. Please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I'll chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.